Hey, it's great to see you guys. I'm going to try to recover a little bit. Mayor Radford's a little bit tough to follow, but I'm going to do my best. And I'm a little bit probably going to be underwhelming because of the gun I'm keeping over here, all these elected officials, but I'll do my best. My name is Sean Kay, I'm the city administrator in Bonterre. Our mayor, unfortunately, is not able to be here today due to a death in the family, so he asked me to fill in, and I'll try to do my best. So first off, I'd like to talk about the economic growth that's going on in Bonterre. Obviously, if you've been over there lately, you've seen that the Bonneville Plaza is being reworked, and we're excited to have that project going on. We've always felt like when that thing was not being utilized fully, that when someone stopped into town looking to invest, it was like an albatross hanging around the neck of the city because it just looked run down. And if you can't fill that, why would someone want to invest in our community? So I appreciate the companies that have taken that on. I see a few of you sitting out here, Scott Hubbard and Mr. Halsey. We've also had some additional growth. Iron Knot, the Iron Skillet. Bloom Beauty Institute has opened in the plaza that I mentioned earlier. Twins Barbecue, Grindstaff Trucking has opened in our industrial park. RTTR is over there now. If you need some diesel mechanic work, come and see those guys over at RTTR. They're doing a really nice job. And through all that growth, we saw our sales tax rate growth last year by 8.5%. And we appreciate that. This past year, we also were able to acquire Heritage Hall. If you don't know, that used to be the city hall, and the city couldn't afford to repair it. So Bonterre Services purchased that, and they fixed it up, and they've been running it for a number of years. It's now come back into the city, and we have that available for rental, but we're also going to invest some money into it. We're going to expand the upstairs a little bit, create another room, and also make the front a little more handicap accessible. Public safety, we've made some changes in public safety over the past years. Our former police chief, Doug Calvert, is now our public safety director. We found that there were some holes in the city that were not being filled. Our police chief needed help. Our volunteer fire chief needed help. Dave Pratt, he's a godsend. If anybody knows him, he's fantastic and does a great job. However, there's only one of him, and he needed some help. So Doug's over in the fire department now. But as a public safety director, he not only helps the fire chief, he helps the police chief. He helps me with some of the administrative things that I have to do as far as building goes. And he's also helping our building department with some inspections. We're excited to make that change. Now, because Doug moved over to that, we have a new police chief in town, Jason Crump. Jason Crump hit the ground running. He's a Bonterre gentleman, grew up there, and now he has come back running our police department. They have, and this sounds a little silly, but they're rebranding that whole thing. They've painted the department, and it's fantastic. They've got some new lockers down there for evidence and things like that, trying to improve. And we've got we also have body cams, and we've got ticket riders and all kinds of things since in the last year for our police department. And we look forward to the changes coming. Talking about public safety, our council and mayor are very adamant that we take care of our public safety personnel. So they're looking at trying to get a grant to purchase a new fire truck. But in addition to that, they've invested in our police department, not just in materials. In the last year, they increased the wages for our police department due to the passage of our property, Prop 1, by $8,000 to $10,000 per officer per year, which I think is really a nice perk for our department to have our officers be well paid. Pete mentioned earlier that we have partnered with Deloge and Park Hills in municipal courts. Our court clerk now is handling the administrative services for Park Hills, Bonterre, and Deloge. That's a great partnership. It allows the three communities to be able to continue to keep our courts at the local level, but also it is a cost savings because we are sharing the burden of paying for an administrator and able to still get the court administration handled. Some of the things that I like about Bonterre, though, are, I mean, those are all great things, but we, over the past few years, have started some festivals and some things going on. We've had our Christmas market, which has grown over the past few years. It actually paid for itself this year, which was phenomenal. And we also have, I don't know if you've been to Church Street on Halloween, but if you haven't and you have kids, you need to come over, because it's just lights out over there. The property owners do a great job of giving out candy, and actually the mayor lives along that section of the street, and he told me that he had 2,200 kids come to his house for candy. Now, I talked about it a little bit with him, and he's wanting to grow that, but I told him he may have to ask his wife if he could increase the budget for the candy, because, you know, that costs a lot to be able to hand out candy to 2,200 kids. We've also been working on some infrastructure improvements. We just got, actually this week, got approval from MoDOT to be able to bid our tap project in downtown, which is going to mean new ADA compliant sidewalks along with lighting along through there, which will really spruce it up. And we hope by sprucing up the sidewalks and lighting in the parking areas, then that will maybe spur some economic activity in downtown. We last in the past year also received word that we got a tap grant to be able to upgrade the sidewalks on Division Street from Merle to School Street, which is well needed. If you've been down through there, you don't want to use those sidewalks, and I apologize for that. We also are in the process of working through a lead service line inventory project. That was a $900,000 grant through the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. At the end of that, we will have a engineered plan for the replacement of any lead service lines that we find in our community. And I mean, every community is going through that right now. We all know that that's going to be pretty costly to replace all those lead service lines. The mayor wanted me to express that we are continuing to work on derelict properties in town. Mayor Radford mentioned that earlier, trying to get the houses that are falling into disrepair cleaned up, or get them torn down and replaced with something new and maybe a little more efficient, and we're working towards that goal. It's just been wild how things have changed in this community. I've had an opportunity over the last 6 years to get to know Mr. Beavers and Zach Franklin and Stephanie, and I work with Mayor Radford. He alluded to this earlier. I think in one of our meetings, Zach, someone mentioned that a rising tide raises all the ships. And hearing the great things that are going on in Deloge and Bonterre and Bismarck, and I'm sure we're going to hear some other great things here in a few minutes from the other communities. St. Francis County is on the move, and it's because of the people in this room and the people over here sitting at this table, and I'm just proud to be a small part of that. Now, in closing, once again, I'd like to thank the chambers and our elected representatives for sponsoring this event. I think it's a great opportunity for us to get together and hear the good things that are going on, because I've learned some things today already, and I'm sure that I'll learn some more. Thank you very much for your time.